As George H.W. Bush is laid to rest, our next guest is keenly aware that his work moves closer to the history books, and he hopes he got it right. David Valdez was Bush's official photographer, starting in his vice presidency, and he joins us now. David, first, such a loss for you. We're so sorry.
He actually one time in an interview said that he and Barbara Bush considered me a part of their family, and I was honored by that, but also was fully aware that I was a staff person.
An important one. Let's start with a picture that you took during Bush's vice presidency. He was on a family vacation in Kennebunkport, Maine. Life magazine was preparing a big piece. They wanted to send their photographer. Barbara Bush said no.
Well, I asked her about it, and I said, you know, we've got this thing with Life magazine, and what are your thoughts? And she was the one that said, well, come on by about 6 o'clock in the morning, and let's just see what happens. And so I went up to the house and poked my head in the bedroom door, and there was George and Barbara Bush in bed. Then the grandchildren started coming in, and I stood up, took that snap, wound up running 2 full pages in Life, and it's taken on a life of its own.
Right. Some are crediting this with launching his presidential campaign. And I love these photos because this is not a fancy schmancy place on Kennebunkport. I mean, many have envied it, its position right jutting out into the Atlantic. But there's all the books haphazard on the bookshelf. There's the patterned sheets and the dust ruffle around the bed. And there's both George and Barbara with their bedheads.
Right.
They've just woken up. Everybody's in these flannel PJs.
Well, the most important thing to him, family, faith, and friends.
Well, we see certainly family in this picture. They're like puppies in a pile all over them in the bed. And I love the clashing wallpaper and the curtains. A lot of people can recognize this. We'll have all the pictures at hereandnow.org. David Valdez, you were also there when Jeb and Columba Bush brought their newborn, Jebby, to meet his grandparents. It was in a hotel room. All the staff left so that they could have this moment with Jebby, this grandchild. But there you are, with a grandfather looking into his grandson's eyes for the first time. What a picture.
Yeah, absolutely. And believe it or not, that literally was my first day on the job. All the staff that were there, the Secret Service, everybody left the room, and I was looking around. Nobody said anything to me. And then I started thinking about Yoshi Okamoto and David Kennerly and some of those. Mm. I thought, well, those guys would have stayed in the room, so I'm going to stay, and I took some pictures.
I just have to jump in and say, you were thinking of other photographers and the potential moment in history. You were thinking of that when you were standing there.
Yeah. When you think about some of the famous photos that come out, those intimate moments are captured by the presidential photographers.
Some other moments in Bush history you were there for. There's a photo in 1991, Bush walking along on the South Lawn, very rainy day. He's got a trench raincoat on, looking very contemplative. You say it was taken just hours before he announced the start of what would be called Operation Desert Storm. When there were these very tense White House moments, did you try to be invisible? What was your thought then?
I was fortunate to have developed the trust and personal relationship with President Bush during the years when he was vice president. I was just a known figure that was going to be there. And in the Oval Office, especially during the beginning of the Gulf War, there were a lot of highly classified meetings that I was in. And they trusted me. And it was an incredible time.
Your thoughts of him at those moments, I mean, we know Reagan oversaw the fall of the Berlin Wall, but it was George H.W. Bush who helped unify Germany.
President Reagan went to Germany and he said, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. And it was during the George Bush's presidency that the Berlin Wall physically came down. A lot of the political people said, well, Mr. President, you need to go and wave the flag and say, hey, we won the Cold War. And he said, no, it's not our victory, it's their victory. He wanted to give credit to them for moving forward and honestly to defeat communism and end the Cold War and to not fire a single bullet was one of those accomplishments that will go down in long-term history.
Some of the other thinking about George H.W. Bush, that he was a little detached from people. There's that moment when he saw a supermarket scanner and he was like, whoa, what's that? You know, implying it into his own food shopping. He said he wasn't as shocked as people thought. But there was the sense that he was of the elite or somewhat removed. But here I see this kitchen picture. It looks like, you know, just kind of a kitchen. There's a kid on the counter, on the kitchen counter. There's a can of Diet Pepsi. And he seems to be doing something at either a clam steam pot or...
Actually, they were cooking tamales. He and Paula Rendon, who was kind of the nanny and been with the family for decades, at that moment, they were done and he was pulling them out of the steam pot there.
And I understand, was there a moment when you and some of the Bush men were standing around that pot eating the tamales right out of the pot? And what happened?
Yeah, here we are. The tamales were done. I was in the kitchen with George W. and Jeb. And we're looking around and we knew the tamales were done and we just started pulling them out of the pot and eating the tamales. And Mrs. Bush walked in and she kind of slammed her hand on the counter there and said, I don't feed animals in my house. And so, you know, I skedaddled on out of there and we all sat down at the table.
Was there ever a time that you saw George Bush, who was said to, you know, remember the Wimp Factor cover that claimed that he was just too passive? Did you ever see him lose his temper? Was there a moment when he was more human than we're hearing? You know, he seems so perfect in so many ways. And you just said, I'm not raising my lens.
Yeah, no, but you know, that Wimp Factor thing, he was really disappointed. You know, the evolution of that cover, he was going up to Kenny Bunkport and he saw in the Washington Post style section that one of the reporters from Newsweek was going to a wedding up there. And so he invited the reporter to fly up and it may have been on Air Force Two. They land and they go to the house, had lunch and nice time. And then the reporter leaves and goes off to the wedding. And then the next week, that cover comes out. And it was like, where does that come from? When you have a combat decorated war veteran, and then somebody says, oh, this guy's a wimp. I was like, are you kidding me?
David Valdez, it strikes me that we have all, you know, the country has lost a former president. You've really had a loss here of someone you've looked at through a lens for decades.
Yeah, it breaks my heart, you know, and that experience changed my life forever. Mm-hmm. If that hadn't happened, if I hadn't gone to work for George Herbert Walker Bush, I don't know what I'd be doing in my life. Mm-hmm. That really dramatically changed my life.
Well, and open a window into another life for all of us.
You know, when 2 or 3 years ago I was visiting with him in Kenny Bunkport, and we had a little bit of time to just sit and talk and kind of laughed and reminisced about things. And then the last time I actually saw him was at the funeral of Barbara Bush. And then a day or two after that, you know, he went into the hospital. And I thought to myself, wow, this guy has a broken heart. And, you know, it was just 8 months later that he passed away.
Yeah. Lost his wife of, 73 years?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
David Valdez, George H.W. Bush's personal photographer. David, thank you so much again for this curtain that you pull back. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, I do a lot of public speaking, and sometimes I go and just tell stories and people start crying. Now I'm going to be the one standing up on the stage crying.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see, you know, where he fits into the history of U.S. presidents.
Well, your pictures will help inform that decision. David, thank you.
Thank you.